Good afternoon and welcome to this week's podcast. Wow, it's been cold, hasn't it? Nightmare. We had to close the playground on Friday. So well done to all the children. We don't do wet plays at Shears Green. But we had to have a wet play because that playground was really dicey. And Mr. Benson worked really hard Friday morning trying to grit it. But even where it had been gritted, it was so cold, that was icing over. I got stuck on a hill in my car. So it took me about 2 hours to get to work because I was just wheel spinning. Bit of a nightmare, but it does seem to be warming up slightly, and I think we're all grateful for that, aren't we? With that in mind, please, please, please send wellies in to stay in school. That allows the children to go onto the field any time of year because we like to keep the field open. It's great fun out there. We've got our climbing frame, we've got the tyres for the children to play with, and we've now got the SS Shears Green. The Gravesend Boating Society donated us a boat, and that is on the field for use for role play. It's great fun at playtime here. So yeah, please send children in with wellies. And can I just send a uniform reminder? We've kept the uniform really, really simple, but please could we just follow what we're asking? So blue jumpers, nothing's got to be logo. Don't want any logos or anything, so we know that's expensive, but blue jersey jumpers, black tracksuit bottoms, white polo shirt, black trainers. They don't need a separate PE kit. Children don't need a separate PE kit. That's the whole idea of having this active uniform, is that the children use the same uniform all the time. So I'm going to ask you just to make sure that the uniform is kept like that. If you're in any sort of financial difficulties or really struggling, just give Miss Close in the office a shout and she will be able to help you out. January is the time of year to start clearing your stuff out. I've got clothes all over the shop at home, and thank goodness for Mrs. Perry, who's sorted out the little recyclers. We've got a collection this Friday. Fill any bags with clothing and bring them to school. We will collect and wave them. They give us a few pennies back. So for each 1 kilo, they give us 45p. So they accept good quality clean clothing, adults, children's, babies, shoes that need to be paired, bags, hats, scarves, belts, fashion accessories, swimwear, lingerie, jewellery and perfumes. What they don't accept uniform, they don't accept dirty, wet, ripped, damaged clothing, they don't accept traditional clothing, what does that mean? They don't accept duvets and pillows, single shoes, toys, stationery, bric-a-brac, electrical items, books, CDs, DVDs, workwear, carpets, rugs, mats, curtains, hygiene items, diapers, linen and towels. They don't accept those things, no duvets either. But just fill bags, bring them to reception Friday morning, and that will help us raise a few pennies for us here at school. Thank you. I'd argue we are really working in 2025 here at Shears Green and trying to communicate in the best ways with you. So not many schools have WhatsApp groups like we have, a podcast like we have, and you'll notice that we've stopped doing the Clipper. The old-fashioned newsletters weren't really working for us. I'm not sure they were working for you. So what Miss Keats in the office has done, she's been doing some training, and we have now set up social media channels across Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, as well as our WhatsApp group. And that is how we're going to celebrate good news, share photos, and any information you need across those different channels, as well as our WhatsApp group. On Arbor, on the Arbor app, there is a new consent for social media. If you consent for your child's image to be used, it's really nice if you can, and I know some people don't, and I completely understand that, but if you do, it'd be great because we can share photos across all our social media. I've got the links for you. I'll WhatsApp them to you so you can join those social media channels, and Miss Keats is going to be updating you on a regular basis with lots of videos and photos. So keep up to date with all of our content, because we're content creators here at Shears Green now. But look, we're moving with the times, and we're moving with how people communicate and how people consume that sort of media. So thank you in advance for joining the groups and for joining the channels. Using the Arbor app, You will be able to see which club bookings you have for your children. Clubs start this week. So look on your Arbor calendar, on your phone, as long as you've got the Arbor app, and you will be able to see which clubs you have signed up for. If you're in year three, don't forget next Thursday, the 23rd of January, is the Stone Age Day. You can get dressed up like Fred or Wilma or Barney or Betty. Yeah, there's a certain vintage. I reckon some of the parents actually, sadly, probably too young now to remember the Flintstones. But for those of you that do, you can get dressed up as a Stone Age person. And they've got a whole day, they've got a workshops going on. It's absolutely amazing. So that's next Thursday for the year threes. And I'm also going to send out today next year's term dates. I know some of you like to get those holidays booked early, and you get some good deals if you're booking this time of year too. So look on the term dates, and that will tell you when there are the holiday times. What I will say is that moving forward, we will be fining if holidays are taken during term time. That is a missive we've got to be following by the government. It's not us, it's the government saying that we need to be fining if people are taking those holidays during term time. So hopefully having those dates early will allow you to book nice and early and get all of the best deals that are out there, especially in the January sales. Just say a massive thank you for last week and the changes of times at the start and the end of the days. It worked out really well, I think, from my point of view. I'm sure some of you guys, it doesn't at all. What are you on about, Patterson? But I think it has, and I just want to say thank you to everybody, because I know it's, you know, meant you rearranging your times and stuff. But for us in school, it's made life a lot easier for the children to come in all together at the same time, for us all to dismiss at the same time. And I thought it went really smoothly. So just a big thank you to you guys for adapting to the changes I made. If you have any outstanding payments, we are a no debt school. Please could you make them as soon as possible via the Arbor app. There's Apple Pay and Android Pay is set up there too, or you can just add your card and set that up for payment. But please could you, if you've got anything outstanding, make payment as soon as possible. If you use us for childcare, so if you book onto Breakfast Club or After School Club, Homework Club, and you pay for it, you can pay for it using the government's childcare vouchers. They're brilliant. It gives you 20% off, basically. So what you do is you pay money into your government childcare account. You can come to Miss Dell in the office, and she'll explain how to set it all up. But you set it up on the government childcare website. You add us as a provider. You then put money into your account, and then you get 20% of the government top your account up by 20%. I think it's absolutely brilliant. I've just used it for my daughter, actually, at her school. It's really useful. So if you haven't done so already and you use us for after school or before school childcare, you can use those vouchers here. Lastly, it is the SEN coffee morning next Monday, and I'm not going to call it an SEN coffee morning. We're on a coffee morning. If you want to come in, you want to talk about your children, you're thinking, God, you know what? I hope somebody else has a child that doesn't go to sleep, or I hope I've got somebody else out there has a child who can't sit still. Do you know what? There'll be another parent in that room you'll be able to talk to. And do you know what? A problem shared is quite often a problem halved, and it's quite nice as a parent to know you're not alone. That really is important as a parent. I get that. So please come along 8:30 next Monday in our family room. So come round to the lodge right by the goats. So if you come round to the goats, 8:30 onwards in the room there, there'll be a lovely coffee morning. Miss Searle will have coffee and tea and maybe some bagels as well to chew upon as you have a discussion about your children. Right, that's it for me for this week. Mrs. Nicholson is here with her Oracy Challenge, and she has asked this week for me to share with you, she's calling it an Oracy Visual. So basically, we had these out at lunchtime last Friday for the children. And it just gives a bit of discussion. So sometimes it's quite nice. I've used this at home with my children over dinner, and it just gives stuff to talk about. And it's quite nice sometimes having those minutes, isn't it, away from devices and from the TV. So I'm going to share that. So please use it if you can. We used it on Friday at lunch, and it worked really well with the children. And Mrs. Nicholson is here to talk even more obviously with you. I will catch up with you during the week and be back here with next week's pod next Monday. Take care. See you soon.
Good afternoon. This week's Oracy challenge is actually a visual. Mr. Patterson has been asked to attach it with all of the other documentation that he sends out to you. Basically a picture that's got lots of things wrong with it. And with your child, you can sit and you can talk about it. You can ask questions about it. You can have a really deep conversation about why people are doing certain things. And it will really enhance their understanding of how they can answer questions. So anything you can do with them would be fantastic. Thank you.